really very quickly, people lined up at hospitals to give blood on their own, you know. So on their own, they gave blood, and then under the direction of their elected officials, they went shopping. To me, there's something wrong with this.
Fran Lebowitz is an author, a humorist, and a New Yorker. She's checking in with us now, as she did last year at about this time.
Almost everyone I knew, including people fairly outside the mainstream, were really ready to do something, to be pressed into some sort of public service. And people were discouraged from that. And there was only that one, you know, minute opportunity. You know, you have, you know, barely one generation alive who ever did anything for anyone else, you know, and certainly three generations at least below that generation that never lifted a finger for anyone but themselves and have no idea what that even means. And then you had constant, almost hectoring that was really about shopping.
If the opportunity had been, in your judgment, more effectively seized, exploited, really, what kinds of tasks would in fact, we have applied our energy and genius to doing?
Well, I think telling the truth would be such a good place to start, and everyone lied. Everyone, you know, stayed in their same kind of dopey position, and in some cases, really kind of venal position. Of course, the right, you know, instantaneously, you know, did the two things that they care about the most, which is making money. You know, here's a fabulous money-making opportunity. And, you know, going along with their kind of, it's now called a social agenda. You know, I think that's a very nice way of putting it. And the left instantly ran to protect, you know, their various, what are by now ancient, moss-covered notions of human nature. And that's what happened. A failure of leadership at both the local, by which I mean the mayoral level. I realize this is a more than contrarian position, and certainly at the federal level.
As you walk around the city now, does it look different to you in some ways? Do you notice different things?
Yeah, slightly. I mean, because the real, you know, push in New York City, of course, was to get the tourists back. That's all they cared about, because they couldn't imagine how to run the city anymore without the tourists. Because getting the tourists was how they got out of the 1970s, you know, economic crisis in New York. New Yorkers, however, who have always loathed the tourists, and who, the New Yorkers who weren't making money from them, which was almost everybody, didn't really want the tourists back. To me, it seemed like a fantastic opportunity to give New York back to New Yorkers. It's not as if New York itself is some desolate, you know, island that you can only use for vacations. I mean, New York is an incredibly rich place in every respect, but especially in people. And then, of course, everything gets overshadowed by this whole kind of fetish that's being made of Ground Zero, and by which I mean the actual physical place. And, you know, that's what happened to New York.
Ms. Lebowitz, I'm wondering, has your writing been different over the past year?
I don't believe probably that it's very different. I mean, if I was a journalist, I'm sure that would be the case. I mean, it certainly should change people to some extent. It should at least make you think. You know, I mean, the people that I know who've been the most changed have only been changed in the sense that they're more fearful. Mm-hmm. When, in fact, it would be also a good opportunity to actually think about things. You know, you could go in that direction. Not that it seems that many people have chosen it. You know, basically now it's a television show. It's a television show. And that, I suppose, was to be expected.
We so often hear it said that people shouldn't give in to blind fears. Is there such a thing as intelligent fears?
Absolutely. There is such a thing as, you know, sighted fear, if you want to call it that way, mm-hmm. Which would, in fact, lead to thought, you know, or ideas. In my opinion, this whole thing is about ideas. It's not about buildings. It's not about airplanes. It's about ideas. Mm-hmm. You might call it ideology. You might call it religion. But it is certainly about things that occur inside the human mind, you know, and yet there has been almost no recognition of that. And there has to be a recognition of that. Otherwise, you know, it'll just get worse and worse and worse.
Fran Lebowitz lives and writes in New York. Her latest work is an anthology of essays, The Fran Lebowitz Reader. Ms. Lebowitz, thanks so much.
Thank you.